Hello and welcome back to the Too Much Podcast, and welcome to our very special New Year's Eve episode.
Happy New Year!
Woo-hoo! I just don't know if I'll ever feel prepared to talk about New Year's goals. If you saw on the Instagram, we posted.
Yeah, we finally made an Instagram.
It's the Too Much Pod. Too Much Podcast was taken. So it's the Too Much Pod.
Okay.
I'll just start with this question, Remedy.
Okay.
How was this year for you?
Wow, that is a big question.
It is a big question.
It's a loaded question. But lucky for you, I have processed my year.
Good.
I took some time yesterday and I was like, if I don't sit down and process this now, it's not going to get processed. Mm-hmm. And I need to process 2024 before making goals for 2025.
Rightfully so.
My boss always says something. I don't have it memorized. But it's just something about like experiences left unevaluated are something. Essentially, it's like pointless. Like,
yeah.
Did they even really happen?
Yeah.
So I need to take some time to process. But my consensus all in all about 2024 mm-hmm. is that I had some pretty low lows. Mm-hmm. And I did not have that many high highs, if mm-hmm. I'm being totally honest.
Yeah.
And so I think when I realized that, I was kind of like, oh, then it was a bad year. But that's just not how I feel whatsoever. I really think I had a really full year, a really rich year. And I felt really, really loved and cared for and protected by the people around me mm-hmm. and also, most importantly, the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I was just reflecting on like times when I thought that I needed a win in the year. I didn't necessarily get a win, but my win was the Lord. And totally. There were times when I like begged and pleaded God for like a physical sign or a clear answer. And he met me but only with himself. Mm-hmm. And that's the best thing he could have met me with. But because of that, I had a really full year and felt really close to the Lord and felt really cared for by my friends and the people around me and my family. But it was hard. And it was, I think my biggest emotion this year was like sadness, which sounds like, oh, wow. Like if you're listening, you're like, poor girl. But it was honestly, it was still good. Yeah. I had laughter and I had fun and I had good moments as well. But overall, it was kind of hard. At one point, I like was reflecting and remembered that at the end of 2023, I felt really anxious for 2024 mm-hmm. because I was just like, what if it's a bad year? Like, what if something bad happens? Like, what if multiple bad things happen? Like, I'm really scared. And I realized when I was processing last night, I was feeling anxious again about 2025 because it's just like, oh no, like what if something bad happens? Mm-hmm. And that's not anything. No one wants to experience something bad happening in their life. Mm-hmm. But I think the Lord just really prepared me and strengthened me and grew me because honestly, like hard and sad and bad things did happen in my life this year. But the fact that I'm at the end of 2024 and I'm like, I still think it was a full and rich and good year mm-hmm. is amazing. And it's only because of the goodness and kindness of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my synopsis there.
You really processed that.
I processed a lot.
And that's where we're different because you can just process on your own. And I'm going to understand more by the time I'm done talking. Because I'm an external processor.
How would you say that your year was?
I was not super looking forward to even reflecting on the year because it didn't feel like a great year.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I normally say that. Like, I don't feel like I normally feel that at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it held a lot of healing. I got my tattoo this year mm-hmm. and that was awesome. That was a really, really sweet season. And honestly, as I'm saying it, about the time, like probably about a month after that is when I just started having a really hard time and mm-hmm. just feeling like really sad and disappointed. Mm-hmm. And that never super let up. And it's interesting that I had like this really awesome time with the Lord, seeing how he's been working and like feeling so seen by him,
yeah,
to then not feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've kind of been telling people, like, one of the biggest changes I want to happen next year is I just like want my perspective of the Lord to change, because he doesn't change. He's, yeah, been the same forever. But I just like have felt like I don't know. I haven't felt as seen by the Lord this year,
mm-hmm,
but it's hard because that's just the way I feel.
Yeah.
That's not the truth.
Yeah.
But it's still really not fun to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of feel disappointed, like thinking about the year, because it just was hard.
Yeah.
And it was most of the time when, because I've had really hard years,
mm-hmm,
but most of the time those hard times also come with just like really sweet moments in the midst of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't really feel like I was able to like appreciate a lot of those. Like a lot of really awesome stuff happened, but I don't know. So it's honestly kind of like a hard year for me to reflect on.
Yeah.
And I think it's like different, so kind of similar about you saying that you were feeling anxious about the next year. I'm having a hard time feeling hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are doing a vision board. We're going to, yeah, work on our little vision boards in the next few days. And at first it was hard because I was just like, I don't even like know what to hope for,
mm-hmm,
because I'm afraid of being disappointed again.
Yeah.
And I just like don't want to live that way. Like I want to live feeling hopeful and like eager for what the Lord's going to do. And also just like eager that like he's going to be present with me,
which, sure,
is true. Like regardless of what happens, like even like what you were saying, like hard things happen, but you really felt the Lord's presence and he like showed himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's kind of hard for me to reflect on it, because it's like not super, yeah, fun. And I like to think about fun things.
For sure. You
and
do.
It's something that I'm like, let's just like move past this. Let's just move far away from 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But I had very fun memories and I hope to be more present in those moments this year.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I started journaling.
Mm-hmm.
I think I talked about this on the last episode, did I? About how I was starting to scrapbook journal.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason I wanted to start is I wanted to be able to reflect on the year.
Yeah.
And reflect on like the really sweet things that happened and the really fun memories.
Yeah.
And I hope to do that throughout the next year. I think a lot of the year I kind of just like wanted to escape it and like ignore the feelings. And so instead of moving through them, I just was stuck in them.
Yeah.
Which is not fun. And I don't see the plus side of it yet.
For sure.
It's okay to be
and
like,
and you might like not in, I might 2024.
Never.
I think,
exactly,
I had an experience where like lots of experiences, kind of like what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I had multiple moments this year where I was extremely angry at God,
mm-hmm,
and felt like he had left me and like he had forsaken, mm-hmm, me, and that he wasn't caring for me and paying attention to me, and just had some really raw and honest thoughts, yeah, about like, are you actually good?
Totally.
Or are you tricking me? Like, because I feel like you are tricking me right,
yeah,
now. And like,
yeah,
just reading back on my journal entries from last year, I was like, did the Lord answer my prayers ever in the way that I wanted him,
yeah,
to? Absolutely not.
Totally.
Honestly, he really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He just revealed to me himself. Yeah. But something else that I just like noticed is like, like my bank account looks the same as it did at the beginning of the year. Like,
uh-huh,
my family situation looks the, mm-hmm, same as it did at the beginning of the year. My relationship status, mm-hmm, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
My, like, I still have my same job. I,
yeah,
like all of my circumstances around me are the same.
Yeah.
And then I think of like my health and like the way that I've viewed my body this year, mm-hmm, honestly was better at the beginning of the year than, mm-hmm, it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we experienced that similarly,
yes,
of like, what are you doing, God?
And as I've been like, what we were looking up vision board things, and so many people are setting goals right now, but they're also doing a lot of manifesting.
Yeah.
It's so appealing, but I feel so comforted knowing that we're not just setting intentions and like manifesting and hoping the universe will like
provide
for us. Like, we know that even if our worst fear happens this next year, like the Lord will be with us.
Yeah.
And like, he's good and he already knows what's going to happen.
If you are listening and you are having any similar thoughts or feelings to us, you're like, you're not alone.
Not alone. Yeah.
We wish all of our hopes and our dreams could come true. But
obviously it wasn't the Lord's best
not,
plan for us.
Not so. The best for us.
Not the best.
And hopefully your hardships grew you and taught you something. And even if you are listening to this now on the last day of the year, or maybe it's already 2025 by now, and you still haven't come to a place where you're like, okay, that actually probably was good for me, and I did learn and I did grow.
Yeah.
I hope that you can come to that place of just processing and
know that if anything, the Lord was with you in it.
Yeah.
And like, that's the point.
For sure.
It's like, for sure. You just spent time with the Lord and you were sanctified because of it.
Yeah.
I'm saying that to myself. Remedy.
Yeah.
I think we should switch gears.
Okay.
To a much lighter note.
Okay. I love it.
Tell our listeners about our bingo card.
Okay. Myself, Libby, and of course, Abigail, we made a bingo card at the beginning of 2024, Curb Rats Bingo. The bingo card is just full of things for us to have accomplished this past year to give us goals, ambitions. They're not really serious things. No, they're silly and fun things. I think I got three bingos.
Bingos. That's the thing is I got five less than you, but I didn't get a bingo once.
You didn't get a bingo.
Let me tell them some of the things that are on here.
Okay.
There were some easier ones, like go to a bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Clean out closet.
Easy.
Buy a plane ticket.
Go bowling.
Go bowling. We knew we'd go bowling. We love Grand Slam. Try a new restaurant.
Yeah.
Like there were some really easy ones.
Day trip to Dallas.
Day trip to Dallas. Oh, that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then was sing karaoke in public. I did not get it. And it was the first year in 2 years that I haven't done that.
Like, yeah. Thought you would get it and you didn't.
Win a giveaway. We've been really entering those giveaways. I didn't go ice skating.
Me either.
Go to a concert.
Of course. Done.
Run a race. I didn't run a race.
I did.
You did.
Something I should have done that I didn't was no phone for a day.
I know. That was stupid that we didn't do that. It's not too late. Do it tomorrow. I still won't get bingo. Like, regardless of what happens.
Go to a beach. You didn't go to a beach.
I went to a beach.
You did go to a beach.
We went to a Tyler event.
Plenty.
Get a new stamp on a passport.
Which, again, technically, they're not really doing stamps anymore, but I did go out of the country.
I really had high hopes for a prank, too. I had a good one I was going to do.
And you didn't do it?
I didn't do it. And now it doesn't matter.
Finish strong.
It's a good one. I can't even say it because I'm saving
it. You want to do it later.
I'm saving it for when the time is right.
Okay, great. So that was our bingo card last year. That's a fun idea to do with your friends.
It's super fun.
Make a bingo card. But we are going to do a bingo card for 2025 as well. But it's going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
This is Abigail's idea.
She's really good at this.
For sure.
This is not our strong suit.
So we kind of did a hybrid because what Abigail wanted to do was for us to come up with a full bingo card each.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Of celebrity fame predictions. Of
like what we think are going to happen.
Yeah. And I know the names of about five celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And Abigail would have been amazing at it. No, and you know, if you listen to our pop culture bracket episode, we just barely know.
Yeah, we only know what the big
need
stuff
to know. And so we decided not to do that, but we're still gonna have one bingo card
for all three of us.
Yes, each of us came up with eight things. We included celebrity predictions as well as personal predictions of like our friends and people we know in our lives. And so Libby, tell us what your four celebrity predictions are for the year.
So I did in fact find these from a TikTok. Because I can't come up with these on my own. I don't know enough about anything. So my first one is that Alona Mar will write a book. Because she has been talking about writing. What do you know who that is?
She's the rugby player girl.
From Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. I mean, the Olympics. From the Olympics.
Oh my gosh.
Better known for being an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
But she's been talking about writing a book. I don't know if it'll be fiction or nonfiction. And I don't know if it'll come out this year.
It'll totally be an autobiography.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Olivia
Rodrigo
and Sabrina Carpenter doing a collab.
The day that that happens, I will ascend into heaven.
I think it's about time. Beyonce will produce a movie.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's not too far-fetched at all.
No, it's not too far-fetched. And then lastly, I think that Kim Kardashian will run for a political office.
Okay.
Even if that's just mayor.
mayor of Calabasas.
And now, like, after her whole Santa Baby video, I feel like that wasn't the best for her political career. So maybe that's not the direction she's going. But I feel like all of her lawyer stuff.
Totally.
But again, I'm not an expert that in makes any sense of this. That you said that. And especially the Kardashians.
Okay, I have four. Number one, Justin Bieber is going to come out with something.
I hope so for you.
Me too. I think he might release an album this year.
That would be so, that would be a game changer.
Oh my gosh. And I need to start saving all my money so that I can spend as much money as I need to get myself there.
You should.
Yeah. So Justin Bieber's going to come out with something. Number two, I said that Jennifer Aniston will have an encounter with God.
That's like you're praying for that.
I regularly pray for Jennifer Aniston.
Those two people are two of the four yes. people celebrities she knows and cares about. Yes.
And I hope that her encounter with God is with like the one true God and mm-hmm. that she comes to Christianity.
She seems like a very genuine person. And so I for really sure. feel like if she did, she would also tell us about it.
I 100% agree.
She seems very open.
We're going to know. Mm-hmm. Number three is going to be devastating for the two of us, but I do think Connor Wood, aka Fibula, will get a girlfriend publicly if he doesn't already have one. Like, we're going to see it in the public.
I'm rolling my eyes. I know. Depressed.
Maybe, Libby, what if it's one of us?
That'd be awesome. Except speaking of someone who probably needs to have an encounter with God.
Well, he has before.
But maybe like a rededication.
A reawakening rededication.
And then we start dating.
Okay. And then number four, my fourth one was also about Kim Kardashian. And I couldn't really narrow it down. So I said Kim Kardashian is either going to be Time's Person of the Year.
That is a crazy thing to say.
Or she's going to get canceled. And since I wrote that down, she released Santa Baby. And I think she's more likely to get canceled than become Times Person of the Year.
Yeah, I would agree. Or be mayor.
So those are our celebrity predictions. I can't wait to listen back at the end of the 2025 to see if we got these correct.
Remedy, did you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
Yes, I did have some resolutions, and these were not things that I was consistently like referring to all throughout the year, mm-hmm. but I did. I made four. My first one was to read consistently, and to some, it might not feel like I read consistently. I did, however...
You read more than you normally do.
Read more than I normally do, and I set my Goodreads book goal at 12, because that means that I was reading a book a month.
Yeah.
And I've read 10 and a half.
So awesome.
So I've read pretty consistently, honestly.
How many books did you read the previous year?
I think five.
Okay, that's double.
Yeah. My second thing was I wanted to do Handbook to Prayer before I got on my phone in the mornings. Uh-huh. I, turns out, don't have Handbook to Prayer.
What?
And so, like, I didn't do that. And what a crazy thing. Went a whole year without buying it because it's very expensive.
You can borrow mine.
Well, I would want my own. I just need to like buy it. Yeah. But yeah, so I didn't do that. I wrote one of my third goal was that I wanted to memorize three verses a month cool. of the Bible. And it didn't necessarily add up to like three a month. And I don't know how many I did memorize, but I honestly did memorize a good bit of scripture, which was really helpful for my life. And then my fourth one was to start posting on TikTok or record at least one podcast episode, which is so fun I did do both. And my TikTok posting was like silly and like not consistent, but like I did post on TikTok.
What's your TikTok name so people can go follow you?
My TikTok name is just at Remedy Applegate.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Follow her.
Give me a follow.
Give us a follow and then give her a follow on TikTok before so she can get some money before TikTok goes away.
I need to. What were your resolutions?
One of mine was continue plus strengthen rhythms of working out.
Love.
And I did. It was awesome.
Great.
I had good rhythms for that. I said I wanted to feel more comfortable / enjoy cooking more. And I kind of did. I just like don't think I'm ever going to necessarily enjoy cooking. Mm-hmm. But I think I kind of like figured out some recipes and different foods I like and have figured out a good rhythm of, it's a lot about rhythms, a good rhythm of
yeah,
changing it up and blah, blah, blah. Okay. One that was a carryover from the last year. And I'm honestly just, this is just going to continue for the rest of my life, but rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
Mm.
'Cause there was lots to celebrate. And also there's probably lots to mourn every year. And so I just want to be able to come alongside people.
Yeah.
I wanted to read 85 books and have fun reading. And I've read 92 so far.
Amazing. Have you had fun reading?
It wasn't a great reading year, to be honest.
Okay.
But I've had fun reading. I like said that because I wanted to set a goal, because it's just fun to have a goal. But I also didn't want reading to become a chore.
Yeah.
And I really have enjoyed it. I wanted to be more intentional with my youth girls. And I really was.
Great.
And that recently I've been hanging out one-on-one with like a small group of them and like having like a fun little one-on-one hangout. And so that's been really sweet and life-giving. So I'm glad I did that. And then I also put Psalm 62, trust in him at all times. Oh, people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. So I guess I wanted to trust in him at all times. And you know what? I didn't. I didn't really feel that.
Yeah.
But I did pour out my heart before him. I did do that.
And there's that. That's a lot.
And God is a refuge for us. So honestly, it was kind of like reluctantly trusting him, mm-hmm. because obviously I didn't stop trusting him, but I didn't feel yeah. good. And pouring out your heart before him, I'm like, oh, I for sure did that. So that was awesome. Glad. And that's the beauty of reflecting.
Yeah.
To be able to look back at that. And like, I honestly can't tell you why I put that verse in there,
mm-hmm.
and like, why just that? But to be able to look back and be like, okay, I really wanted to like pour out my heart to the Lord this year. And you know what I did? I did pour out my heart to the Lord. So,
you did, girl.
And it wasn't fun.
Proud of you for that.
But it is biblical to pour our hearts out to God. So those were my goals this year. And I felt good about those.
Good.
Yeah. I like goals that are just kind of like a continuation of something that you're doing in your life that you want to continue to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of what all of those were.
Yeah. Just walking in good rhythms that the Lord has set before us.
Mm-hmm.
We just wrote down some ins and outs for the year. These aren't necessarily like goals or resolutions. They're just a little bit more like lighthearted, but also have some seriousness.
Mine aren't lighthearted.
Okay. But they're not these like big like.
And ins and outs, it's like, it's not like a goal I have to accomplish. It's just something I would totally. Like to get rid of or stop
yeah.
doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you start. Let's both do one in and one out, and then we'll go back and forth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You start.
My first in is waking up to my alarm. That's good. In for the year.
Good in.
I don't. And it's like to the point where I'm like, I'm 25 years old. I'm about to be 26. Like,
uh-huh.
I can't be sleeping until... like, it's bad.
Yeah.
I need to wake up to my alarm. So that's my first in. And then my first out is adult acne. I'm like, so again, I'm 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be having acne.
I know, but it's so common. No one told us that. Why did everyone make us think that acne was only something that you had in middle school?
It is.
I know more adults with acne rude. Than I know middle schoolers with acne.
You are so right. You know, but those are mine. In, waking up to my alarm. Out, adult acne.
Awesome.
What are yours?
My first in is being spontaneous/adventurous on weeknights.
Okay.
Or during the work week. I like downtime. And also my job is so incredibly exhausting. So by the end of the day, I'm exhausted. But I want to be more spontaneous or even just like do more fun things during the weekdays.
That feels so interesting to me that you're saying that, because I genuinely feel like you do something every night of the week.
I guess I do stuff. I couldn't tell you what it is.
And you did say more spontaneous.
More spontaneous.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be completely planned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... and then my out, this is something that I kind of am spontaneous in that I want to stop being spontaneous in, is skipping a workout just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. My next in is complimenting people out loud.
Love that one so much.
I don't feel like I'm necessarily bad at this, but I just want to do it more.
Yeah.
I have a friend, Gracie, who is always I don't know. I feel like I'll make comments to her about like, oh my gosh, that person looks awesome, or that person smells really good. And mm-hmm. she's like, you should tell them that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, of course. Like, I can tell them that. My third out is staying up till the odd hours of the night scrolling.
Yeah. You need to stop. The amount of times I'm getting stuff from her at like 2 a.m.
And crazy. Then I don't wake up for my alarm.
Yeah.
But also, I will say some nights I go to bed at 9:30 p.m. and yeah. still don't wake up for my alarm. So that's a different issue, yeah. I think. But yeah, I never plan to stay up until 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. I like just do. Time flies when I'm like on Pinterest or Googling random facts. And that's what I do.
Googling random facts?
Google random things. Like, random things. Huh. Constantly.
That is so odd.
It's so odd. You're right. So, that's out.
I kind of said this earlier, but I really want to set goals and make mood boards each month.
Love.
So, when I say mood boards, that's just like a little spread in my little journal.
Yeah.
And that's a way that I hope to be reflective. Like, I hope to reflect on the month and, like, the sweet things that happened. So, I can just kind of take time to process them, but then also set goals for the next month. So that's just like a fun creative thing that I want to do.
Yeah.
And then that's an in. An out is to, okay, this is kind of, it's kind of a double negative, but my out is not being prepared with a snack.
Yeah.
So basically it's an in.
It's an in.
It's an out.
Yeah.
Because I just like find myself often, especially like on a Saturday or like if I'm on a trip, like I'm going about and I am all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm going to pass out. I'm not prepared with a snack. Mm-hmm. I just like, need to be prepared.
Great. That's love a good in. That's an out.
That's an out.
Okay. My last out is being a bad texter. That's out.
And that was influenced by me.
And that's influenced by Libby.
I jokingly just said out, not responding to Libby's texts.
And then I was like, actually, you know what? Yeah. The only thing I'll say about this is a huge portion of my job is texting people. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I get home, I'm just like, I don't want to be on my messages app whatsoever. But that's like my own prerogative that I need to figure out. Like, I would love for all my pinned messages on my phone mm-hmm. to be just like the people that I text the most and the group chats that I text the most. However, my pinned messages are like work texts that I need to respond to. Mm. And so it's just like getting on my messages app is something I try not to do.
Yeah, you don't want to do that when you get home.
Exactly. I don't want to see that. And so what I really need to do also is like get better at work. Also just responding to things immediately so I don't even have to pin text.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll enjoy texting my loved ones more.
Yes.
But out is being a bad texter. And then the last thing that is in for me mm-hmm. is commitment. And there's
I want to hear more about that because I do feel like you are good at committing. Like when you say you're going to do something, you do it.
Okay.
You do that.
That's helpful to hear.
You have a hard time saying you're going to do something.
Yes. But if I'm not 100% sold on something, then I will be like, I don't know. I'll have to wait. I'll have to see. Even if I subconsciously know, I'm going to end up doing that thing. Like, there's a level to, I need to think about this a little bit more.
Yeah.
But also, I do know that it's a problem myself of like,
yeah,
I'm not ready to commit yeah. to that quite yet.
I feel like it's a byproduct of a good quality that you have, of like your yes is yes and your no is no.
For sure. I do understand that sometimes it feels hurtful to people when I'm like, I don't know, like I'll have to see. And I just feel like people will maybe feel more cared for by me if it seems like I'm excited to do something as soon as they like say it.
You know, and that is true.
Yeah.
Speaking for myself, yeah. Last, I'll do my out first. 2 coffees every single day. And then my last in is lingering. It's I feel like it goes well with your commitment. Just like
totally. Such
a vague big thing. And the reason I put that is just because my friends will laugh because I'm definitely one to just be like, okay, let's go home.
It's yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Which I think that's okay. And like I know myself and I know what I need.
Yeah.
But then it carries over into just like everyday moments. I'm not good at lingering and I'm not those moments when you're like sitting at a table and you're just there forever and you're just talking, talking, talking. Mm-hmm. I love those, and I'm not good at those because I just am like ready to move on to the next thing.
Uh-huh.
But that's also just like my personality. I'm not good at just being present, and I'm ready for the next thing always. When I told Remedy, Linger, she said, the song? Yeah, just like, I just need to like listen to the song Linger more this year. So,
oh, anyway. That's funny. So, it's the next day.
And we didn't really end the episode.
We are editing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's humiliating editing back your own podcast. If you've never had to experience it, I hope you never do. Yeah. It's horrifying. And what we left, you're probably like, well, what they left was pretty embarrassing. Don't worry. We got rid of the worst.
But we realized there was no, like,
there was no good ending.
There was no good ending because we just wouldn't stop. We were rambling, talking so much about the absolute stupidest things in the entire world. So we were like, we got to get the mics back out. We got to wrap that thing up.
So anyways, we wanted just to say Happy New Year's to you and yours. Hope it's a good one.
Hope 2025 is the best year yet.
We can't wait.
And we will see you there.
Well, Remedy.
It was too much then and it's still too much now.
Happy New Year. See you next year.
Bye, y'all.